since Lieutenant General Tamudi and the incumbent chief of the Defense Force, Lieutenant General Mahao, and the chief of the police, Mr. Tswana, left the country about 6 or 7 days ago, the situation is slowly coming back to normal. The tension that was in the country during their presence is slowly easing, and people are beginning to feel that some sort of calm has descended over the country. Of course, there are still challenges as far as security is concerned, because General Kamudi left the country, leaving behind some of the renegade soldiers who followed him. And those soldiers, as we speak right now, are still out in the country, in the countryside. They still possess very dangerous weapons. And what the government and the army, together with the Southern African Development Community Observer Mission in Lesotho, are doing currently is try and bring those renegade soldiers back into the fold, back into the barracks. So the situation really, as compared with during the presence of Kamudi, it's a bit better. I can say that.
How is the coalition government functioning now, following the signing of the peace agreement by all political parties?
The coalition government is still functioning. The only challenge that is faced by the coalition government is that the deputy prime minister has since distanced himself away from the business of government. But at times he attends cabinet meetings, at times he doesn't attend. But all in all, government business is continuing, and government ministers are going about their business. There isn't any problem except that of the deputy prime minister, who has clearly and publicly distanced himself from the coalition government.
But the prime minister recently fired one of the ministers for over insubordination. That is being challenged in court. Some of his critics are saying that he is being a bully in the coalition government, and that is part of the problem that created the sharp disagreement in the country that nearly led to the coup d'etat. What do you say to that?
You see, that argument doesn't hold water, because this is the first time that Lesotho has had a coalition government. And the constitution of Lesotho does not say anything about a coalition government. The constitution of Lesotho simply says that the prime minister can advise the head of state, who is cumulative as a third, to remove any government minister from his position. And the prime minister, when he removed that minister, he was exercising his powers within the constitution of Lesotho. Because when the coalition government came into power in 2012, they did not amend the constitution to accommodate the workings or how should a coalition government work. So they are still using a one-party government constitution, which says the prime minister has the power to advise the king to remove any minister from his position.
So what is the next step forward now that tension seems to be easing and Basotho are feeling some sense of improved security and business is gradually returning to normal? South Africa's Deputy President Ramaphosa is scheduled to come to the country to help move the process forward. What is the next step forward?
Yes, I understand that he will be coming to Lesotho next week. And remember, next week is the deadline for the dissolution of Parliament. So it is possible that when he gets to Lesotho next week, he will definitely ask the prime minister to advise the head of state, the king, to dissolve parliament. And on the other side, the Independent Electoral Commission which is in charge of organizing and preparing for elections due in February next week. They are busy preparing for those elections. So all I can say is that the parliament will be dissolved early next week, probably on the 2nd or the 3rd of December. And then after that, government business will be geared towards preparation for February elections. And Mr. Ramaphosa will be fully involved in all the process. That is why he's coming to Lesotho next week. But again, he will be coming to Lesotho next week to address certain security challenges that still face the country. I'm sure you remember that there were soldiers who were following Lieutenant General Tamudi, and those soldiers are still at large. And it is the duty of SADC to make sure that they go back to barracks. Those who have committed crimes are brought to book, they're brought before the court of law. So this is the challenge that is facing SADC in the person of Mr. Ramaphosa when he comes back to the country early next week.